But we are joined on the line by Winter Olympian, Olympic silver medalist, in fact. Yes, he was silver medalist in the snowboard cross there at Pyeongchang in 2018. Jared Hughes, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Great to have you on the Big Sports Brekkie again. Now, I can only imagine this whole pandemic has caused you a nightmare in regards to preparations and competing with international travel obviously being banned at the moment.
Yeah, 100%. I was supposed to be heading over to Canada next week to go snowboarding, and that's obviously not happening.
No, definitely not. How do you then tailor your preparation at the moment, I guess? What are you doing in order to stay on top of what you need to be doing?
Yeah, we're just trying to, you know, stay on target. You know, we have the goal of 2022. The hard part is actually qualifying for the Olympics now. You know, we don't know if we'll have next season, which for Australia would have been a qualifying season.
Jared, how much time do you get back in Sydney when obviously COVID-19's not involved? Do you get to spend a lot of time back home and now having this chance to be here with family and friends? What's that been like for you?
Yeah, well, typically I wouldn't get a ton of time to be home. I'd be maybe get like 3-4 months in a year at home in Oz. But it's nice to be back, except I came in the day before the restrictions came in, so I haven't really been able to catch up with too many of my friends. I've just been with the family.
Yeah, yeah. So what type of training will you be able to do, Jared?
I was very fortunate that my local gym helped me out a lot and got some equipment, and New South Wales Institute of Sport got me a watt bike, so I've been able to stay in punishment mode.
I was getting, had an impact on you in regard to, say, sponsorship and funding and at that level?
Well, our contracts are up for renewal in the next month, so I guess we're about to find out, which is a bit of a scary prospect. You know, our sport's very government-funded, and, yeah, it'll be very interesting to find out if we get our DAS funding cut by a fair bit, or maybe that we still get it. And it's a tough one because a lot of athletes rely on that solely for survival.
I was about to ask you, Jared, so how do they judge whether, you know, your sport gets a certain amount of money and the athlete, the participant, gets a certain amount as well? What do they judge that on?
We're based off results, plain and simple, which is right. Pretty good. And I'm very fortunate that my main result is an Olympic medal, which is a big funding boost, not only for the sport, but for myself included. And we're just trying to hold on to that. And hopefully we can continue having a good funding level going through to 2022. And obviously with the Summer Olympics hanging on for another year now, that is another year of funding that they're going to get that's at a much higher level.
Yeah. So that funding carries you from Olympic to Olympic if you win a silver or gold medal?
It has the option to. So that, like, this is something that, you know, will be interesting to find out in the next couple of months, is will they carry those options on?
Mm-hmm. Now, your sport's all about speed, Jared. What did you identify that you needed to do to get on the next step in the podium coming out of Pyeongchang?
Needed to fix my knee. That was the main thing at the moment. And so I came back after the Olympics and I had knee surgery. So that was fun. And now we're just trying to work on some of my technical aspects of turning, trying to, you know, get that extra 1-2% to really step about 3 feet to the left, so I'm at the top step at the Olympics.
Mm. How is your body? Have you suffered many serious injuries?
Yeah, I've had 6 knee off on my left knee now.
Oh.
And I've had a few injuries outside of sport as well, but, you know, it's all par for the parcel, repetition injuries and dumb decision injuries, which... You know, in extreme sport, when you do something stupid, you usually pay the cost, and unfortunately, I've just paid the cost a bit.
Come on, what's the biggest stack you've had, whether it's in competition or whether it's just been, you know, down the road? Although your parents have got skate parks, don't they? So it could have even been there. Spill the beans.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that my family have a massive skate park out in Homebush, Sydney Olympic Park, called Monster Skate Park, and I really get to skate a lot. And fortunate for me, I haven't really had too many serious injuries from skateboarding, but snowboarding ones, it's probably blowing my knee out or something like that. Just, you know, you go from, you make a mistake in the race and you go 80 feet to flat and it hurts.
Hmm. Is there a crossover and things you can do on a skateboard that can transfer over to snowboarding, or are they completely different?
No, there's definitely some crossover. Sport. It's great cross training for us, and it's also not a lot of stress around it, and you can do it. And as you were saying before, you don't have to jump on the lift or go to the snow. You know, you can do it around your house, which is quite nice. But it's a fun sport to do, and it also keeps you busy and occupied.
We're speaking to Olympic silver medalist Jared Hughes, who won the silver there in the snowboard cross at Pyeongchang in 2018. How long do you plan to compete for, Jared? And you were preparing for life after competing. Are you doing a degree, I believe, at the moment?
Yeah, I'm studying at Sydney Uni. I'm doing a business degree in finance and marketing, which is a lot of fun. But I took the semester off because I was planning on being away a fair bit for this first semester, and then second semester hits and I'll be back in.
Beautiful. And you played a lot of other sports, I believe, growing up as well, a bit of footy?
Yeah, I grew up playing a lot of footy and any sport I could get my hands on, really, except cricket. They wouldn't let me play. I wasn't good enough, apparently.
You didn't miss much, buddy. Don't worry about it. You chose well.
A lot of standing around.
Exactly right. Watching the grass grow.
Now, can you take us out to one of the... We've got to get out to the skate park, maybe, fellas. Although, Loz, your knees are buggered, so you're out.
Well, I've been out there before with my young bloke.
Oh, okay.
I used to take my young fella out there to skate. But I can't do it. My knees are buggered. As I said, I can't jump on a skateboard or go skiing. But, I admire the skill of
they're unbelievable,
what the athletes
aren't
they? Can do. And they're gutsy. Yeah. They're risk takers. And is that something that you've always had, Jared, or developed, like taking risks, like on a skateboard or on the snowboard?
I don't know about taking too many risks. I mean, I definitely have taken a few of the wrong ones, but it's something I probably just stuck with as a young kid. You know, the younger you start doing things and develop a skill, it doesn't seem as much of a risk. And then as you get older, you start realizing that was dumb.
Yeah.
Jared, how does it start as well with that? Like, again, when you were a lot younger, did your mum and dad take you to the snow every year? How did you get stuck into snowboarding when obviously born in Sydney?
It was actually pretty funny. I was I'd been to the snow once before, and I was skiing when I was a young fella with the parents, and I was at school, and the school teacher is from Germany, and she said I looked like a snowboarder. So he got me stuck into the snow sports with the school, and we would compete in inter-schools, which is about 3 weeks every year. And as I got older, I realised the better I got at inter-schools, the more time I got off school. So I started getting real good.
Who's your big rivals, Jared? Who do you need to get over the top of to win gold in 2022?
Oh, Pierre Vaultier is a massive one. He won the last two Olympics. And then there's a bunch of kids, like all the kids who are my age and a little bit older now are the really big competitors, like Alessandro Hamele from Austria is coming through really strong now, and he's very consistent, which is tough to beat.
And I can only imagine the competitive advantage they have over you, just in regards to conditions. I mean, how much of the year generally, take the pandemic out of the way, do you spend travelling generally?
Oh, mate, it's probably like eight, nine months a year I'm away. And the tough part isn't just coming from... It's just the time zone changes. And, you know, we had a few World Cups in America and Canada this year. And the Austrians and everyone from over in Europe struggled with jet lag, and that's only they've got to change once. It's like we've got to change twice in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Where's your favourite place to ski?
Do you know that's actually one of the hardest questions to answer because it's just it totally depends on what I want to do. But I never go past snowboarding in Oz just because I have my car there and I can kind of do whatever I want after I finish snowboarding.
Love it. Whereabouts in Oz generally?
Always at New South Wales resorts. You know, Perisher or Threadbow, they're definitely the favourites.
Beauty. Well, mate, we'll have to get to, well, Lozick in there, we'll keep the beer warm there on the in
beer
the bar
and vodka.
Halfway up the hill. I forgot what that bar's called, but we'll have to get Clarky down there and have a snowboard with you at some stage. But great to talk to you, Jared, and looking forward to following your journey towards Beijing in 2022.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.